The Rover's Hour on Ocean FM.
Even if the sun ceases to rise, even if the wind stops to blow, but the name of Sligo Rover will shine and shine forever.
Good evening to you from Oriel Park. This is Austin O'Callaghan. Welcome to the inaugural The Rovers Hour here on Ocean FM. This is going to be a one-hour live soccer programme for you throughout the 2019 SSE Airtricity League Premier Division season as we follow Sligo Rovers and Finn Harps home and away during the campaign ahead. It's the opening night of the new season, and so far, so not too bad at all for Sligo Rovers. It's Dundalk 1, Sligo Rovers 1. We are 12 minutes into the second half here. Rovers taking the lead just before half time from a Jack Keeney free kick in the 43rd minute after they had rode their luck for a while and withstood some fairly severe Dundalk pressure. But the champions have drawn level a short while ago, 4 minutes into the second half, when their new signing, former Watford and Republic of Ireland under 21 international Sean Murray, finished a very enterprising move, a pile driver beyond Ed McGinty to the back of the net after a lovely layoff and knockdown by Pat Hoban. So it's 1-1 here, and watching this match with me is the former Sligo Rovers treble winning captain from 94, former Rovers manager and player, former Finn Harps manager and player, Gavin Dykes. What have you made of it so far, Gavin?
Well, awesome. Look, I suppose we're happy to be 1-1. We sustained an awful lot of pressure in the first half, and we went in 1-0 up at half time. Since then, we expected Dundalk to come at us. We've conceded early, and I think it's going to be a long half hour, but I think if we defend properly, you know, there has been opportunities. Romeo Parks had an opportunity on a breakaway that, you know, we could have got another one, but it's going to be a long half hour. I've been very impressed with Dundalk and the way they've gone about it. I think Murray coming on has been probably really good for them, and they're in the box again here now in Dangerous.
And a clearance by John Mahon's boot to break down another Dundalk attack. Dundalk 1, Sligo Rovers 1 is the latest score this second half, 14 minutes on here on Ocean FM. We'll be taking you to Dalyman Park in a little while for an update on Finn Harps and Bowes. Ollie Horgan's side were trailing Bohemians by a goal to nil at half time. Some of the other latest scores: Mikey Drennan, formerly of Sligo Rovers, now at St Pat's, he scored a first half penalty. They were leading Cork City by a goal to nil at Inchicore, and Derry City won up on UCD at the Brandywell on the opening night of Declan Devine's second stint in charge at the Candy Stripes. Here in Oriel Park, Dundalk 1, Sligo Rovers 1. We'll run you through the Rovers team in just a second. Ed McGinty, who has been arguably Rovers star of the show tonight. He was a surprise call-up, some might argue, to start between the posts for Rovers, relegating Mitchell Beeney to the bench. Remember, he had a fine match here, one of the few players for Rovers last season to emerge with distinction at the end of that 5-0 drubbing here towards the end of last season. And he saved a Pat Hoban penalty in the 12th minute of this game after McGinty himself had taken Robbie Benson down, which saw Benson stretchered off after receiving treatment. Hoban had another point-blank header saved by the same keeper moments later in the first half. And McGinty has earned his cross tonight without question, but he could do nothing about Sean Murray's 49-minute strike from the edge of the area, which was an exquisite finish. The ball's out of play here for a throw into Dundalk. I think some of the home fans, Gavin, felt that might have been a handball.
It was a handball, Ossie, and no need for it. You know, Dante looked, Laverock looked in complete control, and he's given now an opportunity for Dundalk to bring all their big players up. Gartland, Hoare, Massey, Mountney, you know, they're all gone in. The delivery has been very good so far. Michael Duffy will hit this, and we're putting ourselves under needless pressure.
We'll watch this Dundalk free kick, then we'll run you through the teams. Rovers drawing 1-1 with Dundalk. Here comes Duffy's in-swinger, vicious free kick, headed up in the air by John Mahon. Not bad for Mahon,
well,
and it's gone behind for a corner kick.
Really well defended by Mahon.
It was a difficult one to get his head onto.
So. But again, it's a corner kick, and again, you've got to go and defend these properly. Dundalk are really good at them. They get people free in the box, they block. And again, Gartland and Hoban are big threats.
1-1 here at Oriel Park. Jack Keeney's first half free kick in the 43rd minute, cancelled out by Sean Murray's 49th minute equaliser for Dundalk. Here's the other Dundalk corner kick, headed away and cleared the danger by Kyle McFadden, who wears the captain's armband for Sligo Rovers tonight. Rovers in their changed turquoise blue shirts with dark sleeves and dark shorts. They have Ed McGinty in goals, a back four of Johnny Dunleavy, Dante Laverock, John Mahan and Regan Donlan. It's three in midfield: Kyle McCallan-Fadden, who's the captain for Rovers tonight, Jack Keeney and Liam Kerrigan, with Chris Twardek, Darrell Fordyce and Romeo Parks up front. Well, Fordyce is actually playing back a bit, and it's Kerrigan is pushing up front when he can on the left flank, but he does have to watch Sean Gannon on that right byline, right touchline, Gavin, because he is a guy who likes to get forward for Dundalk.
Yeah, I think Liam has done very well on him. You know, he's tracked him all the time. Gannon is probably the best right back in the league, especially getting forward. You know, I think Liam might be thinking of a change as well. You know, I think we need to get a hold of the ball. You know, I think Coughlin is an option on the bench. You know, I think he's definitely more effective, I think, than what we've seen at Parks at the moment. And I think that could be a move that I'm sure Liam is thinking of at the moment.
Yes, the Coughlin that Gavin is referring to is Ronan Coughlin, who joined Rovers from Cork City yesterday on a one-year deal. He'll wear number 7 for the season. He's on the bench. So too is John Russell, who's togged. So is Neil Morahan. So is young James McGrath from the under-19 squad. He's on the bench for Rovers as well this evening. And when you compare that with the strength and depth on the Dundalk bench, Sean Murray, who came on and scored, they've got Georgie Kelly, Dean Jarvis, Daniel Kelly, Daniel Cleary. It's a quality bench for Dundalk. The options that Vinnie Perth and John Gill have are half a dozen. Anyway, ball's out of play on the far side. It's still Dundalk 1, Sligo Rovers 1. Dundalk starting with the same team which beat Cork City in the President's Cup final at Turner's Cross last weekend. They've made one change since, enforced the injured Robbie Benson, who went off stretchered after a lengthy hold up in the first half. He's been replaced by Dundalk's new signing, Sean Murray from Watford, and he's already got his name on the score sheet and won a special place in the home support hearts, judging by the reaction he got when he fired in that pile driver in the 49th minute. Here, though, is a Sligo Rovers free kick. They're attacking the Carrick Road end in the second half, low into the net, aimed towards Darrell Fordyce, hooked away there by Dean Massey for Dundalk. It's high into the Friday night sky here above Oriel Park, and Dundalk try to counter, but Johnny Dunleavy is wise to that, and he tidies up for Rovers and feeds it back to Ed McGinty, who punts it long from the ground first time. Up towards Romeo Parks, we'll get a Gavin Dyke summary of Romeo Parks and what he has contributed so far in a short while. But here comes Michael Duffy, one of Dundalk's best performers, one of the league's best performers last season, and he has shown signs that he's going to pick up where he left off in 2019. Wins a throw-in, takes it already, feeds it over to this near side as Dundalk look to build once again with Dane Massey. Massey's cross into the area, misdirected towards nobody in particular, and the ball's gone out for a Rovers goal kick.
I think Johnny Dunleavy is very well for us tonight, Austin. You know, as we all know, Duffy is a really, really good player, but Johnny Dunleavy has stood up. He's been strong. He showed his experience when he had to, and I think he's done really well. I think Forsyth has done well for us in the middle of the pitch as well. Keeney has been really good. Young Kerrigan has been good for us. You know, so I would like to think Cocker. I think Cocker, we could do with him coming on. I think he'll hold the ball up a wee bit stronger in the park. So.
Now, here's Romeo Parks in a bit of Russell tussle with Chris Shields and comes off the better of it, wins possession. The home support wanted a free. The referee says no, and this is Liam Kerrigan being ushered towards the corner flag by two Dundalk defenders, and he's managed, well, I thought he'd won a throw-in, but the linesman there decides it's a throw-in against Liam Kerrigan, and Dundalk have it again. Dundalk 1, Sligo Rovers 1. 25 minutes left here on the opening night of the SSE Airtricity League Premier Division. We'll take you to Dalyman Park shortly for news of that. And a shot comes in from Pat Holman. It was rasping, it was rising, and it rose fractionally too high over Ed McGinty's crossbar. But an indication there of what last season's top scorer is threatening to do tonight, Gavin Dykes.
Yeah, but again, Dante has to be stronger. You know, it's a straight ball down. He finds himself wrong side. And if you're wrong side, you know, you're letting Pat Holman in on top of you. You know, you're going to give away chances. You know, it's new to the league. It's a physical league. He's probably playing against the most central forward that's the most physical in the league, but he's got a match that. He's a big boy, you know, and he has to make his physical presence count on one-on-one situations like that.
Dundalk 1, Sligo Rovers 1. Jack Keeney's first half free kick for Sligo Rovers cancelled out by Sean Murray's pile driver for Dundalk. Ed McGinty has saved a Dundalk penalty in the first half, and there have been chances at both ends in between. Here come the champions again, looking to win a fourth Premier Division title in 5 seasons. Dane Massey, little through threaded ball towards Michael Duffy. Danger, and players and spectators move to the edge of the seat every time Duffy gets on the ball. Dundalk still trying to make something of it, and now Massey is penalised for a foul on Sligo Rovers Chris Tordek. The home fans don't like it, but Rovers will say thank you very much, and they've got a free out just outside Ed McGinty's penalty area.
Again, John Mann done well there. You know, he stood up strong, cleared the ball, done really, really well. So I think take our time now, settle down, work our way back into this game. You know, we've done well since we conceded early in the second half, so it's about sitting tight now, hopefully getting something on the break, but you've got to defend properly.
John Mahan from Killooney recently called into Stephen Kenny's Republic of Ireland under 21 training squad. Jack Keeney was part of that squad in their friendly game against an Irish amateur 11 last week. He came on and played 10 minutes, did Jack, for the Irish under 21s. He has scored here for Sligo Rovers tonight. Dundalk 1, Sligo Rovers 1. Rovers have a throw in front of the main Enda McGinn stand here, which is taken by Johnny Dunleavy. Ooh. Midway inside the Dundalk half. A little bit of skill from Romeo Parks trying to go past 2-3. There were too many Dundalk defenders around him, and Liam Currigan for a moment got the ball on the edge of the D, went down. Suggestion of a Sligo Rovers free, ignored by the referee, and here come the champions on the counter, defending for Sligo Rovers to do. Kyle McFadden comes back to help out. Little challenge there from Dante Leverick, wasn't bad. Feeds to Paddy McElhenney. An attacker comes in from Kyle McCallan Fadden, who wins the ball. McFadden says that challenge was fair, yeah. And the referee now is having a word with McFadden, and a yellow card for the Dundalk man who came in on the challenge. And
there's nothing wrong with the challenge, Austin. Yeah. You know, it was a good challenge. Is it a 50-50 ball? He went into ground, he won the ball cleanly. McElhenney might have thinks he followed through a wee bit late on him, but look, you know, his reaction's been silly. He's picked up a silly booking. And again, you know, it kills the game a wee bit on Dundalk and a wee bit of tempo on them. So, you know, in fact, the last couple of minutes, Parks has done a wee bit better than what he has been doing. He held it up fairly well there. So, you know, full of optimism.
Well, Patrick McElhenney had been Dundalk's one of their most dangerous players in the first half, but he's got a yellow card now. So just a small bit of a tightrope for McElhenney for the remainder of this second half. We've played 68 minutes. Dundalk 1, Sligo Rovers 1. This is Ocean FM Sport, the Rovers Hour, on the opening night of the SSE Airtricity League Premier Division. Another mazy run by McElhenney, the man booked just a moment ago. He's dispossessed on the edge of the Rovers area by Chris Tordek. Darren Fordyce helps it on. Parks tries to come and help, but Dundalk have it back with Duffy. Little short pass to McElhenney. Yes. Duffy goes for the return. This is good from Dundalk. Low cross on Duffy, put behind by Leverock for a corner to Dundalk.
But Duffy and McElhenney are becoming bigger and bigger influences all the time in the second half. Dundalk are really, you know, counter-attacking really well. And again, a set play, we got to go and defend this properly again. And again, you know, it's always Gartland and Hoare, Holman, you know, they're such a big side. It's harder, but we can defend it properly now.
Here comes the corner kick. We go to Dillingham Park after this set piece, headed away by Rovers to the edge of the penalty area. John Mountney plays it in, yeah, hopelessly behind the end line. So it remains Dundalk 1, Sligo Rovers 1 here at Oriel Park. Let's take you to Dublin, Dillingham Park, and see how Ollie Horgan's Finn Harps are getting on against Bohemians from Chris McNulty of the Donegal Sports Hub.
17 minutes to go at Dillingham Park, Austin. It's Bohemians 1, Finn Harps 0. The only goal of the game so far coming in the first half in 41 minutes. Denny Corcoran, the man on the mark for the Gypsies. Keith Ward's diagonal ball turned back into the box by Keith Buckley. And having dummied the initial pass from Ward for Buckley, it was Corcoran who was on hand to fire past Peter Burke, the Harps goalkeeper, shooting in off the post. Burke is starting tonight with Harps regular goalkeeper, the number one, Kieran Gallagher, off on his honeymoon. His absence had been kept under wraps by Harps, but as he did in the playoff win over Limerick in November, Burke has really stepped up to the mark tonight. A couple of brilliant saves in the second half, most notably to deny Keith Ward a few moments ago, while from the follow-up from that one, goal scorer Corcoran could only blaze over the top. Rafael Crotaro was in for his Harps debut tonight, but his evening ended after 65 minutes. Mikey Place coming in. Mark Coyle also sent on in the second half, yeah, by Harps manager Ollie Horgan to replace Jacob Borg. Daniel O'Reilly, who's also making his debut, came closest for Harps in the first half, heading off the base of James Talbot's post from a Gareth Harkin free kick. But with just over 16 minutes to go at Dillymount Park here, it's Bohemians 1, it's Finn Harps 0.
Thanks, Chris, for that. Back to Dillingham Park in a short while. Dundalk are getting ready to make a change. Daniel Kelly is getting ready to be introduced. It's still Dundalk 1, Sligo Rovers 1. And I'll tell you one thing, Gavin, if McElhinney and Duffy are becoming more influential for Dundalk going forward. One man having a fine second half is John Mahon for Rovers at the back.
He's been really good. He's been excellent. You know, he's so young and he's a great knacker, reading the game very well. You know, on numerous occasions now he's got his head on the ball and that. He's done really well. He's gone into a fine player and he's become a bit of a leader, you know, which is really outstanding for a young man of his age. He's been outstanding tonight.
Good tackle by Jack Keeney, the Rovers' goal scorer in the first half, to dispossess Michael Duffy. Sprays a long ball forward, aimed towards Romeo Parks. Easily tidied up there by Sean Hoare for Dundalk. Dundalk 1, Sligo Rovers 1. Lots of other live sport coming up for you this weekend on Ocean FMs, with Gidor against Corrafin in the All-Ireland Club Football semi-final tomorrow afternoon from 2. We've got live hurling on Sunday too. Sligo against Cavan. Here comes Dundalk with Sean Murray. Another gilt-edge opportunity, almost from the penalty spot. And uncharacteristically, having found the back of the net with a rasper early in the second half, he's put that one straight into the chest of Ed McGuinty, the Sligo Rovers goalkeeper.
Some run, though. Some player. Awesome. I've been really impressed with him. You know, you can see he's played at a very, very high level. You know, his energy level since he came on have been really good. His technique is really, really good, and he is a great knacker getting in the box, as we've seen for the goal. He's probably going to be disappointed. He could have done a wee bit better there.
Remember the last time Sligo Rovers came to Oriel Park, they were beaten by 5-0 towards the end of last season. Tonight they're holding the champions. It's 1-1 here, with a free for Dundalk just inside the Rovers half, and there's going to be a booking here for a Rovers player, I think. Somebody is down. The referee is just trying to calm some Dundalk heads down, and I think he wants to have a word with somebody in a moment. Well, I thought he was reaching for his notebook.
Well, I hope it's not John Mann, because I think he's already been booked.
Well, he's signalling that he wants to talk to somebody.
It's Regan Donlan.
Well, for a moment, John Mann had his hands on his hips. Yeah. Does he want me? But it's Regan Donlan, and it's a yellow card for the Rovers left full as John Mountney. Makes way for Dundalk. And the man to come in is Daniel Kelly. So a second switch made by John Gill and Billy Kirk. Let's see what that does up front for Dundalk.
Yeah, he's a different type of challenge for Regan now. John Mountney comes inside. Daniel Kelly is really, really quick, you know, and he's a threat in the goal. Gets into goal areas, so different threat now for us to defend against.
17 minutes to go. Dundalk 1, Sligo Rovers 1. Another shot from Murray. Again, he will shoot on sight, the former Watford footballer. He doesn't care where he is. He'll have a pop if he fancies it. It's easily saved, though, by McGuinty. It's still Bohemians 1, Finn Harps 0 at Dalyman Park. We'll be back to Dublin in a short while with Chris McNulty for more on that. Derry City now 3-0 up against UCD at the Brandywell. Good start for your former assistant at Derry, Declan Devine, Gavin.
Yeah, good to see him back in the league. He's a great character. You know, he's very passionate about Derry. He's from Derry, and he's put together a very good squad up there. And he could be delighted with the start they've had.
Can Rovers hold on for a point here, or maybe go one better? They've got a throw-in just in front of the Dundalk dugout here, in front of the main end of McGill stand. Johnny Dunleavy, he's done well tonight so far for Rovers. He's going to take it, the Ballybuffet native. Joined Rovers from Cork City during the close season, as did Ronan Coughlin. The attempted header from Romeo Parks was woeful, and Dundalk have it back with their captain, Brian Gartland. Gartland out to the right-hand side, and here is Gannon bobbing, weaving, twisting and turning. Daniel Kelly, the new substitute, in and runs into a little bit of Rovers traffic, and then Kelly is penalised, and that's a free kick for Rovers. And as the clock ticks down, 15 minutes to go, Gavin, the longer it stays this...
Well, look, we've done really well. Since they scored so early in the second half, we've defended well, and we're frustrating them in all the right places. You know, Dundalk are having a lot of the ball, but we're defending really well at the moment.
The truth is, had Dundalk scored early, got their early penalty, they might have 3 or 4 or maybe 5 by now, but they didn't take the early chances, and Rovers rode their luck and came more into the game. And the Jack Keeney free kick in the first half, which put them in front, has given them confidence. And while they conceded that early Sean Murray goal after the restart, they've held their shape since haven't let the game get away from them.
They've done well, and like I said to you, it's not up to Sligo Rovers to score for Dundalk. You know, Dundalk didn't take their chances. Jack Keeney got probably our only shot on target, that went in. We were 1-0 up at half time. Dundalk came out and got an early goal. But since that, we've defended quite well, and the game is very much in the balance here.
Next Friday night, the Rovers Hour will be live from the showgrounds for the first home league game of the season. St. Pat's are the visitor, with a couple of ex-Rovers men in tow. Mikey Drennan, who has scored for Pat's tonight, and Rhys McCabe, who moved to Inchicore during the close season. We'll have the Rovers Hour from 9 to 10 next Friday night for you here on Ocean FM. And the following Monday, we'll be back at the Showgrounds again for Rovers against Cork City. And then, if you want to key this date into your phone, it should be a good one. We might send Gavin up to it, seeing as he played for both teams. Finn Harps against Rovers on Friday, the 1st of March. That's an 8 o'clock kickoff at Finn Park in Ballybuffet.
Yeah, great to see the Derby back. You know, great. We'd be a really big crowd up there that night. So, big crowd from Sligo, I've no doubt. So, looking forward to that one, honestly.
Were they really as tempestuous as legend has it?
Yeah, always was. great atmosphere, you know, and great for the league. And everybody, I think, is delighted to see Finn Harris back in the Premier Division.
Well, we'll check in with Ollie Horgan's side at Dalyman Park shortly. Here at Oriel Park, Dundalk 1, Sligo Rovers 1. 13 minutes of normal time remaining. Rovers doing well, having to ride their luck and absorb a lot of Dundalk pressure. Here come the champions again, but Leverock gets a boot in to break down that tackle. Sean Hoare wins it back for Dundalk. Here now in possession is Dane Massey. Massey out wide to McElhenney, who's on the yellow card. Goes and tries to tease McFadden. Goes one way, then the other. Runs into too much Rovers shirts, and Chris Twardek boots it upfield, only as far as Chris Shields, but the ball's out of play for a Rovers throw-in.
McFadden has done well in there, Austin. It's the first time I've seen him playing in the middle of the pitch, and in fairness to him, he's been physical, he's been brave.
Is he the captain for the season in your mind? He's wearing the armband tonight?
Well, I don't know. I look at Johnny Dunleavy, and I think the experience he has, he might be a captain. But Kyle has been there, I suppose, last season, and he's done quite well, and he's definitely done well tonight in a position that I didn't know he could play in, if that's been truthful.
Here's Jack Keeney, the Rovers goal scorer. Short pass infield to Parks. Parks turns away well from Shields. Did well there. Thought he was lazy, but he turned away deceptively quickly. But then his pass to Kordek isn't of the highest order, and the move breaks down, and the champions have it again. 1-1 here at Oriel Park. 12 minutes remaining of normal time. Michael Duffy gives it to Massey. Massey and Dundalk build the game with McElhenney. McElhenney switches the play, plays it out towards Sean Gannon and Daniel Kelly on the far side. Gannon tries to knee it down, then gets into trouble, and Kerrigan might dispossess him here for a moment. Gannon has great pace, though. He got back like a flash, and a little nudge in the back of Gannon, according to the referee. The groan was Gavin Dykes's.
It's a soft free kick.
Here's a cross for Dundalk from that free kick, headed back across the face of the goal by Michael Duffy, but Keeney is there, had to be quick, and he was quick. He boots it up into the air. Gannon gets it back and brings it back to ground for Dundalk, and the champions asking questions here of Sligo Rovers with 11 minutes of normal time remaining. Here's a chance for Murray, blocked well by Dante Leverock.
Well,
he hasn't always looked comfortable at mid-range balls, but low, he has got boots in and nudges in at key times
on
Dundalk
block.
Corner.
Good block, and again it was that man Murray making runs into the box. You know, he's a real threat.
The former Sligo Rovers centre half approving of the current Sligo Rovers centre half's work. Here's a Dundalk corner kick. Dundalk attacking the town end in this second half, looking for a winner here. It's Murphy to take it right footed, high into the night sky. The header down from Garland, the captain, saved by McGinty, and Leverock completes the clearance. Anywhere will do for Rovers for just a moment there.
Yeah, again, you know, we defended it well. I don't know if McGinty got it or if Regan Donnan got it off the line. But, you know, Dundalk, we defended fairly well against our set players because we're really, really good at them. You know, we have 14 minutes now to see this out, and hopefully we can kill the game now, be in no rush. You know, I think John Mann has a big role to play in this now. He's been really, really good for us. And he's got to just keep control and keep Patrick Hoban, you know, out of the danger area as much as he can.
Other latest scores for you, it's Shamrock Rovers 1, Waterford 1, that's at the RSC in Waterford. St. Pat's 1, Cork City 1, I think, or have Cork City scored? We'll confirm that for you in just a second. Finn Harp still trailing Bohemians by 1-0. Back to Chris McNulty shortly. Here come Dundalk again, 1-1 here at Oriel Park. Jack Keeney in the first half for Rovers, Sean Murray for Dundalk in the second. The little cross ball is well cut out by Leverock. Was there a handball on the ground? The referee says no. I thought I might have saw Rovers' hand touch the ball, maybe by accident, who knows. Here still Dundalk have a little dip cross from Michael Murphy. Michael Duffy is delightful. It's headed away by John Lennon out for a throw in to Dundalk. But the door creaking now at the back for Rovers. Dundalk asking questions. Rovers defending stoutly. Here's McElhenney this time. Another diving clearance. Header away by Leverock for Rovers. Chris Shields pick it up. Every Rovers player back in their own half right now, trying to hold what they have. Dundalk 1, Sligo Rovers 1. The hooked left-footed ball from Shields. Headed away by Leverock again. Only as far, though, as a Dundalk player on this near side. And that player... Dane Massey.
I think we got away with one there, Rossi. It looked like a handball.
Well, I thought it was, I have to say.
It looked like a handball, but look, we deserve a bit of luck. Yeah. You know, and like I said, the players are throwing their bodies in front of everything, so hopefully we can just see it out now.
If you have the television pictures at home, maybe you know better than we do whether that was definitively a handball or not, but it remains Dundalk 1, Sligo Rovers 1. Another Massey in-swinger headed away by Liverock again, and then the snapshot from Gannon just over the top. That was Sean Gannon and his dangerous best. That's what he's capable of. He may be the right full, but he likes to come forward, and that was not far away.
No, again, he's a threat. You know, he plays like a real attacker, and again, you know, he's a threat. He comes forward. It's a great strike, just a wee bit too high. But again, for us, you know, we're defending well. We just got to keep at it. And it looks like Patrick McElhenney is in serious trouble now for Dundalk as well, and it's going to be a change.
We'll see how McElhenney gets on. He's getting some treatment off the field of play. Play continuing here at Oriel Park. It's still 1-1. And St. Pat's still lead Cork City by a goal to nil, just to clarify, at Inchicore. Mikey Drennan's first half penalty continues to separate the sides. Now, this is interesting. Darrell Fordyce is making way for one of the younger Sligo Rovers Brigade. Niall Moran comes in.
A tough four side, was doing quite well. I know he hasn't played a lot of football, but he's put a really good shift. Big ask for Niall, but he's a good player. You know, we had him at underage level. Really good lad and a good player.
And Dundalk are also making a change.
Georgie Kelly is coming on, you know.
Patrick McElhenney is being helped by two backroom team members of the Dundalk team. He is moving very gingerly, so he clearly got a bad knock.
It's been a bad
and Georgie
night for
Kelly
Dundalk,
is in.
Also, you know, you lose Benson with an injury, you lose McElhenney with an injury in the first night. That'll change Dundalk's system a wee bit. Georgie Kelly will play up front with Hovind now, the more 4-4-2. And straight away they're
on the attack, but that cross goes behind for a goal kick to Rovers. 7 minutes to go. Dundalk 1, Sligo Rovers 1. This is the Rovers Hour on the opening night of the new SSE Electricity League season on Ocean FM. Live coverage from Oriel Park and from Dalymount. Finn Harps trailing Bowes by a goal to nil in Dublin. Rovers trying to hold on for a point here at Oriel Park against the champions. 1-1. Rovers have the ball. Liam Currigan tries to clip it forward to see if Romeo Parks might be able to sprint onto it. He wasn't, and Gary Rogers has the ball and sets Dundalk in motion again. And they want to win tonight. They don't want to start with a draw. The champions want to start with a win.
Well, look, they've dominated possession, but possession doesn't count in the scoreboard. And I think they'll be disappointed. You know, the fact they picked up a couple of injuries, they have missed chances. You know, they missed the earliest chance of the penalty in the first half. But, you know, you'll get down in football. And, you know, we've rode our luck at times, but we've earned that at times as well. You know, over it's going to be a long season. You know, luck works both ways. And I think Sligo deserve to get something out of the game for their energy, their honesty at the moment. And we've had some great performances from the boys out there.
Ed McGinty, who saved that first half penalty from Pat Hoban for Rovers, drives the ball upfield. Parks has a little through ball to Liam Currigan. This is Liam Currigan, low left footed shot, and saved. Gets down low to his left, does Gary Rogers, the Dundalk goalkeeper. Currigan right footed. That is the sort of little threat that Tuberman can possess, and that wasn't a bad effort at all.
No, very clever. You know, he came in off the line. It was a good ball, well found. He hit it early, but Rogers had it covered.
Here come Dundalk at the other end, and the header comes in. Was it Murray? I'm not quite sure who got the final touch. The cross.
Kelly, I think.
It was Georgie Kelly, the substitute, only on a matter of moments. Sean Hoare clipped it in, left-footed. It was a teasing, delicious cross from Dane Massey. And in came Georgie Kelly. He got his forehead onto it, but could not direct it on target. It remains 1-1.
Yeah, again, a great opportunity. Great ball in. He made a great run, came across, and just didn't hit the target.
5 minutes of normal time remaining. Dundalk 1, Sligo Rovers 1. The Rovers Hour live from Oriel Park. Let's go to Dalymount Park, get an update on Finn Harps against Bohemians from Chris McNulty of the Donegal Sport Hub.
3 minutes to go on normal time here at Dalymount Park as Peter Burke launches a long free kick from just inside his own half. It's come to nothing, and it's going to be a goal kick to Bohemians, who still lead through that goal in the first half of Denny Corcoran, who has just made way to a standing ovation. Sam Burns is the man who has come on as we go towards the end of normal time, and it looks as if Harps' search for a first win in 20 years at Dalymount Park is going to continue for another few months at least. 20 years ago this week, 12th of February 1999, Jonathan Speak scored the winner for Harps up here, and that's the last time Harps won. I think your co-commentator Gavin Dykes was in the Harps team that night, Austin, but it's going to be another long wait, and chances have been few and far between for Harps tonight, bar that first half header from Daniel O'Reilly that crashed off the post, and they did have a brief flicker of hope a few moments ago, but Tony McNamee, who has returned to Hearts and has been sent on for the last 10 minutes by Ollie Horgan, got a shot on goal but failed to work the Bohemians goalkeeper James Talbot. His shot went into the chest of the Wolves goalkeeper. Goes on the attack, but it breaks up. That's going to be a free kick and a perfect time to hand back to Austin. The score here at Dillymount Park as we come into the final few moments. Wolves 1, Hearts 0.
We have a message from security with the Sligo Rovers.
Thanks, Chris. It's still Dundalk 1, Sligo Rovers 1 here, and Rovers have just made a change.
We thank you in anticipation.
They've introduced their new signing, Ronan Coughlin. And Gavin, you're a bit surprised by who Ronan Coughlin has come on for.
I am, yeah, because Liam Kerrigan has done quite well, and he only a few minutes ago had a great, you know, got in behind, and he's full of energy. I'd have thought the officer would have taken Perks off, to be truthful with you, but, you know, Liam has made the decision and will stick with it. But I thought young Kerrigan done well tonight.
And he had that goal chance a few moments ago, which forced a save from former Rovers keeper Gary Rogers in the Dundalk goal. 1-1 here. Rovers have 4 minutes, a little under, to hold on for a precious point on the opening night of the new Premier Division season. Finn Harps trailing Bohemians by a goal to nil in Dillyman. If there's a change to that, we'll go straight back to Chris McNulty. Here is Kyle McFadden, I'll shorten it down for myself, make the commentator's life a little bit easier. His ball forward breaks down and Dundalk have it back again. Leverock trying to dispossess Dundalk. Keeney is in there, but Massey has it again for Dundalk. Short ball to Duffy. Lovely skill from Duffy. Lovely 1-2 interchange of passing, and Duffy's left foot across is a peach, but it falls to Ronan Coughlin. Appeals for a Dundalk penalty, ignored by referee Robbie Harvey.
No, never a penalty, Ossie. Never. It was good defending by Regan Donnell at the back post. He was strong and stood strong. You know, we're looking at now maybe 3 or 4 minutes, and hopefully we can see it out. I think Sligo deserve to get a point tonight. You know, I said last night the final whistle, you know, funny things happen to go to football. You know, new manager, a wee bit of enthusiasm, and they've worked very hard. They've rode their luck at times, but it'll be a great point going down the road. It'll be a great start for us.
We're in the penultimate minute of this match. Dundalk have had a fleet of chances in both halves, but they've only scored one. Sean Murray's second half goal cancelling out Jack Keeney's first half free kick, which had given Rovers the lead just before the half-time break. Dundalk 1, Sligo Rovers 1, and we're moving towards the 90th minute here in Oriel Park on this still calm Friday night. Can Rovers hold out, or can they snatch something sensational late on? Romeo Parks tries to close down an attempted Gary Rogers clearance, and then Dante Leverock has called a Dundalk player late. It wasn't malicious, but it was late. It's a free kick, but it's not anything more than that, is it?
Well, look, I've seen yellow cards given for... Okay. Then again, I've seen yellow cards given for an awful lot of things lately. You know, hoping is a big boy, he's well able to take a kick.
Brian Gartland takes the free short to Chris Shields on the far side. Daniel Kelly will try and cut it in. Sean Gannon's over there in possession. His attempt to cross is half blocked down by Ronan Coughlin, Rovers' new signing, in for the closing moments here. Niall Morahan already in a few moments ago for Jack Keeney.
Well,
and
done.
That attempted ball forward comes to nothing. It's straight back into the arms of Ed McGinty, and the clock continues to tick down. I haven't seen the fourth official's board yet to tell us how many minutes of injury time there's going to be. There were 6 in the first half because of that lengthy Robbie Benson hold up. There won't be as many in this second, I'd imagine, as Parks tries to put Sean Hoare under some pressure. Shamrock Rovers now lead Waterford by 2-1 at the RSC.
3 minutes, Ossie.
Ethan
three
Boyle.
Three minutes we have to see.
Ethan Boyle has got that goal for Shamrock Rovers. 3 additional minutes. And here is Sean Murray. Left footed stinging shot is off target and wide. It's wide for Dundalk. It remains Dundalk 1, Sligo Rovers 1. It was Dane Massey actually lining up with that kick. He got hold of it, but it screwed off the outside of his boot and sped away from the danger zone there for Ed McGinty and Sligo Rovers, who have battled hard tonight. They've had to weather a couple of Dundalk storms in either half. They've rode their luck, they've saved the penalty, they've seen Ed McGinty produce numerous heroics in both halves here, but they're still level as Gary Rogers at the other end collects a long ball played forward by Rovers. We're in the first minute of 3 minutes of injury time. Can Rovers hold on? Here's Michael Duffy for Dundalk. Always danger whenever he gets on the ball, but he's dispossessed for a moment.
Go on.
Sean Murray tries to keep the attack going. Here's Niall Morahan to break on the counter for Rovers. Oh. Try to find Chris Tordick. Dante Leverock has it. Leverock's ball is a shocker, and if out on the far side, it's Daniel Kelly can make room for a cross here for Dundalk. Rovers need to stand tall here. Here is Kelly's cross, well blocked down by Leverock, who made up for his
mistake. Yeah.
He's had a mixed bag tonight, but in fairness to him, he's put in some vital interceptions.
He's put his body on the line. You know, I think it's going to take him a while to adjust to the league. He had a poor start, but.
Here's a chance for Dundalk as Hoban tries to stretch for the ball, but the referee spots a push in the back of a Rovers defender. Dundalk protest, but the referee says it's a free out for Sligo Rovers.
Yeah, I think John Mann got a push in the back there. And in fairness to the two centre halves, they've done well. Mann has been really good in the second half. You know, a lot of pressure, a lot of balls went into the box. He's done well against Hoban. And Leverock, you know, I wouldn't judge him on tonight's performance. I think he can get better. It's a new league. It's an artificial surface. And he's made some vital blocks at times. So I think, hopefully now we can see it out. Like I said, we're looking probably going into the last minute.
We are deep in the last minute of injury time. Dundalk 1, Sligo Rovers 1. Some home supporters have decided they've seen enough and they're making their way towards the exits to beat the post-match traffic. Can Rovers hold on just a little bit longer for what would be, I'm tempted to say, an unexpected opening day point, but maybe Liam Buckley's team felt they could, and Johnny Dunleavy said it in pre-season interviews recently, I think we might surprise a few people. Well, they've had to weather a lot of Dundalk pressure and they're going to have to weather a free kick here now, because Rovers have been penalised midway inside their own half, about 7 or 8 metres in from the shed stand side on the far side of the ground. So Michael Duffy has trotted across and Dundalk have everybody by bar Gary Rogers forward for this one. 1-1 as the ball is hooked into the area and the header from Jack Keeney came off the back of his head. I'm not sure if he knew where that was going.
No.
It's gone behind for a corner kick to Dundalk.
Corner now, we just got to see it out. You know, we've done well defensively on set plays, you know. We just got to stick it out again. Make sure we pick up our men, be strong, stand, win your headers, and hopefully we can get it over.
This feels like the last chance for Dundalk. The corner kick from Michael Duffy has a lot of air on it. Niall Moran can clip it away. Kyle McCallaghan clips it away.
What a great start.
And there's the whistle for the end of the match. And Rovers have drawn in Oriel Park. They have held the champions to a 1-1 draw on the East Coast. And I think that's a start, Gavin Dykes, that Liam Buckley and his players would have taken all day and all night long.
I think everybody would have asked him. I think it's a great point. You know, we can hopefully build on that now. But, you know, it's a new team. You know, a lot of new players were put together, new manager, you know. And I think it's a massive point for us. It's been very entertaining. You know, we've rode our luck. But when you come to Dundalk, you know, the league champions, the double, you're going to have to ride your luck. So, delighted for him. Great start for Liam. And hopefully now we can go and build on that next week against St. Pat's at home.
Let me read some of your texts. I'm getting one from Nigel Cleary in Beltra, who says Ed McGinty is Rovers' man of the match tonight. Do you agree, Gavin?
Yeah, I think so. I think he kept us in it in the first half. I think a save from Holman's header, you know, was world class. You know, he got his hand up. He done really, really well. But we had some good performances. Like I said, John Mann done really well. Got foresight, put in a huge, huge amount of effort. John Dunleavy showed his experience at times. Regan Donlan done very well. You know, you couldn't lack effort out there. And I think we will get better. I know that we will get better.
The Rovers Hour on Ocean FM.
Even if the sun ceases to rise, even if the wind stops to blow, but the name of Sligo Rover will shine and shine forever.
Welcome back to Oriel Park, where we've just watched Sligo Rovers draw 1-1 with the champions Dundalk here on the opening night of the SSE Airtricity League Premier Division season. Ed McGinty, the Rovers goalkeeper, getting the Man of the Match award from the telly and from us as well, I think. More reaction to come from here, but let's take you back to Dublin. Derrymount Park, Bohemians against Finn Harps. Here's Chris McNulty.
Final score here, Austin. Bohemians 1, Finn Harps 0. And Denny Corcoran struck the only goal of the game tonight as Finn Harps' wait for a win at Dilley Mount Park continues beyond 20 years. The goal came in the 41st minute and it was the only separator in front of almost 3,000 spectators that included former Republic of Ireland star Robbie Keane. Harps were shy some frontline men, including goalkeeper Kieran Gallagher and captain Keith Cowan, but they made a decent fist of their first game back in the top flight without creating too much. The goal arrived when Keith Ward's diagonal ball was turned back into the box by Keith Buckley. He dummied the initial pass from Ward to Buckley, but Corcoran was on hand to apply the finish, steering in with the help of the post past the unfortunate Peter Burke. The deputising Burke made a string of saves to keep Harps in it in the second half. Burke had done brilliantly to turn away from Danny Mandrew, who had worked a superb defence opening 1-2 with Ward. From Ward's corner, Rob Cornwall headed wide, while Burke produced a carbon copy just moments later to thwart Ward. The best Harps could muster was a first-half chance for new signing Daniel O'Reilly. He headed from Gareth Harkins' free kick, but it was off the base of the post, while substitute Tony McNamee drilled into the midriff of the goalkeeper, James Talbot, in the second half. It doesn't get much easier for Harps next week. They welcome the champions, Dundalk, to Finn Park. The final score from Daly Mount Park, it was Bohemians 1, then Harps 0.
Well, Rovers have taken a point off Dundalk Chris tonight, so maybe Harps can do that next weekend. That's Chris McNulty of the Donegal Sport Hub in Dublin. The other results tonight, Derry City are top of the table, a former club of Gavin Dykes's. They've beaten UCD by 3-0 tonight at the Brandywell. Shamrock Rovers have gone to Waterford and they've won 2-1. And Mikey Drennan has been St. Patrick's Athletics match winner at Inchicore. They've beaten Cork City by 0-0, a first half penalty by Mikey Drennan. Could we have done with him here tonight? Well, we did okay without him.
I think we could have done with him. He's a quality player, you know. He showed great form for us last year, and I think we were disappointed to see him going. But like I said, you know, it's a huge point for us. You know, they're starting the first night of the season. They go to Dundalk, you know, and it was funny, like I said to you last night, it's probably a good time to come. You know, the television cameras, all that here, it's a wee bit of hype. The players are up for it. And they put in a great shift. And like I said, hopefully now we can go and build on that against Pats next week.
Well, the players, the Sligo Rovers players, are still on the pitch. They're just leaving it now after the warm down. And they're applauding the travelling band of Sligo Rovers supporters who've watched their side come to the home of the champions and earn a share of the spoils. And one old draw here between Dundalk and Sligo Rovers. We might try and get reaction for you before we go off the air at 10 o'clock if we can. Jack Keeney's first half free kick gave Rovers the lead in the 43rd minute. Sean Murray, who impressed when he came on as a first half substitute, he got the goal, a screamer early in the second half to bring Dundalk level. But they couldn't find a winner, Gavin Dykes. And while Rovers did live dangerously at times, and we talked about Dante Leroy, who did some things very, very well, other things less so, what might that do for Sligo Rovers' confidence on the opening end of the season to hold the champions on their own patch to a 1-1 draw?
Massively. You know, it's a new team, it's a new back four. You know, I'm impressed with Dunleavy. I thought he'd done well against Duffy, and Duffy had a good game, you know, for Dundalk, but I thought he'd done well. Thought John Mann was really good again, especially in the second half. I thought he stood up and was strong, won an awful lot of headers. I thought Regan Donald had a very steady game, you know, and I think we worked really, really hard, and I think we'll only get better at that. I think we know we're not going to, you know, when you come to Dundalk, you're not going to have huge possession of the ball, Osti. But I think it's more important that, you know, we go down the road, you know, with a good support here from Sligo, hopefully we can get a big crowd in the Shoregrounds next Friday night, try and get a result, you know, and build on it. You know, we're not expecting miracles. I don't think Liam is expecting miracles. They come to Dundalk and get something. It's a difficult place to get. As I said to you, coming up in the car, you know, it's a really, really hard place to come and get a result. So, delighted to get something tonight, and hopefully it'll shorten our journey home.
When you were a manager, did you pay attention to post-match stats? I'm looking at them here. Dundalk had 60% of the possession tonight. Rovers had 40. I thought the difference might have been bigger than that. That doesn't seem as one-sided as it felt possession-wise to me for much of the game. Shots on target, 12 for Dundalk, 4 for Rovers.
Look, as a manager, the only stat you worry about is the scoreline. It's 1-1 and we have a point going down the road, and I think that's the way it is. You're not going to, if we had came to Dundalk and we were going to keep possession of the ball and have more possession than them, there'd be something wrong. You know, they're a quality side. Test for them as well now, how Derry act. It's been a very bad night for them. They've lost Ron Benson with it, looks like a bad injury. Michael Henney came off with a bad injury.
But and they're going to go to a raucous Finn Park next weekend for their first trip to Valley Buffet.
Yeah, well, like I said to you, you know, it's a great place to go. You know, disappointed Harps didn't get something from Daly Mount Park tonight, but Ollie left them well organised. I know the last time I was with Harps and they beat a 7-0 up there, I think it was, or 7-1. Dundalk can do that. And like I said, we rode our luck tonight, but we're delighted. Everybody is delighted to get a point.
If you want to tell us what you thought of the match tonight, 083-3500-530 is the number to text or WhatsApp. Text will be charged at your standard rate. And if we get a couple of those, we'll certainly read them out before 10 this evening. The number again, 083-3500-530. Let's just look back on the match very quickly, Gavin, because it started jittery. There was an element of menace about the way Dundalk came forward, and we did look nervy for a while, and the penalty came early on in the, you know, just a few minutes in, a lengthy hold up for Robbie Benson after Ed McGinty brought him down. He had to be taken off Benson, replaced by Sean Murray. But in a peculiar way, the long delay, and you said it on commentary, seemed to work better for Rovers than it did for the team with the penalty.
You know, it's a strange game, and I think, you know, it was a bad mistake at the back, you know, from Dante, and Hoban got, or Benson got in, McGinty came out, went over him, it was a penalty, no argument about that. But the fact that it nearly took 5 minutes before the penalty was taken definitely helped us. McGinty made a fantastic save.
It wasn't a bad penalty by Pat Hoban,
we should say. It was well struck. McGinty read it right. You know, and goalkeepers do their homework now. You know, he'd have probably been knowing them a good idea of what was done. Leo Tierney is the goalkeeping coach. I'm sure he would have went through that before the games. That's the details that make, you know, professional football a wee bit different than amateur football. And it was a great, great start for us then. All of a sudden, it gave us a huge lift. It derailed Dundalk a wee bit. I think Murray missed a great chance with a header as well from 3 yards with a bounce went over, and then McGinty made a save from Hoban, you know, that it was world class. It was absolutely world class. And I think it was a big call by Liam Buckley to put him in, you know, but he's been outstanding. I think he's only young. There's a couple of things that he has to work on. His kicking has to work on, and I think his use of game management. And what I mean by that is that, you know, a couple of times he could have killed the game a wee bit better for us, but he's young, you know, and he's done really well.
He was one of the few Rovers players to emerge with any credit from the 5-0 defeat here towards the end of last season, and I'm just wondering, might Liam Buckley have looked back at that and said, well, the Oriel Park taking on Dundalk, or maybe that's a bit of a stretch to think he might have looked back at that?
Well, I'm sure he did. You know, a lot of that is, you know, with goalkeepers, you go with the ones that are playing well and the ones that are doing well in training, and, you know, you rely heavy on your goalkeeping coach to say, look, in my opinion, this guy is the guy, and I think he's done very, very well. It's going to only give him great confidence going forward. You know, he's done really, really well. And in all fairness, in the second half, beside, he didn't have a huge amount to do. You know, the blocks came from the centre halves in front of him, from the whole back four, every one of them. I thought Donald won a couple of great headers at the back post. So.
Okay, right. Give me your Gavin Dykes report card on some of the new players tonight, because people will be interested listening at home. How do the new guys get on? Johnny Dunleavy at right full. Well, you've praised him already, but you thought he did well.
Look, he's experienced. You know, and we have some young players out there I thought have done very well. You know, he done well against Duffy, and that's not an easy player again. But then he would have used the experience because he would have played against Duffy for a number of years. Thought he done well, showed great leadership, encouraged everybody around him. So I thought he done well there, definitely.
One cheeky text has come in here to say Dante Leverock looks like a young Gavin Dykes. Discuss.
I'll pass on that one. We'll judge it. I'd hope to think that I kicked the ball into the stand a few more times than he's going to do, but he's going to have to learn to do that, I think.
He had a mixed bag, but he did some things very well.
Look, it's a new league. It's a new culture for him. It's a new country for him. You know, he didn't buckle. You know, he made a terrible mistake for the goal, for the penalty kick. But he didn't buckle from it. He stood up. You know, he gave the ball away a wee bit. But he threw his body, you know, on the line. And that to me, shows great courage. You know, he done well. And I think he'll get better, to be honest with you.
Darryl Fordyce played 80-odd minutes. How did he do for you?
I think he's very clever. I think he was given a job, I'd imagine, by Liam. You know, the minute we lost the ball, he went and attached himself to Chris Shields. He's experienced. Again, he encouraged people all around him. I thought he'd done very well. I think, you know, he came off, he looked tired, you know, but he is going to look tired. He hasn't played a lot of football in the last year. But again, he'll only get better, you know, and his experience is vital.
And up front, Romeo, where art thou, Romeo?
But look, if I'm honest, I think Coughlin will play centre forward. I think that's the best way I can put it. Again, he's done alright. It's his first night. You know, it's hard to judge. Different culture. He's up against Brian Garrett and Sean Horse, who are the best centre halves in the country. And it's a physical league over here.
Sure.
And he's going to have to get used to that very quickly.
He's going to need time, though, isn't he?
Of course he is.
He'll get a sense now of the pace and the work rate that's going to be required. Because very, very occasionally, he showed flashes.
Yeah.
He turned Chris Dowd there, Chris Shields there at one stage, mm-hmm. surprisingly well, when it looked like Shields was going to dispossess him.
Yeah, I think, look, we've got to be patient. You know, and the Shoreground squad, I said it last night on the preview show, we've got to be patient. It's a new team. It's a new squad. You know, we have a new manager who's going to bring his ideas in. I think, you know, you didn't see Liam Buckley's side tonight. You know, Liam Buckley's side plays possession football, but you don't come to Dundalk and be able to do that. You know, and if we were offered a point coming up the road, we'd have jumped at it. So I'm delighted for them, delighted for everybody involved in the club, delighted for the people who travelled here tonight. It was a great crowd here, you know, and hopefully they can come out next week, support us, and hopefully get 3 points against St. Pat's.
Will Gary Rogers look at that Sligo Rovers free kick taken by Jack Keeney and feel he should have gotten down to it?
I think he will. I think he'd be disappointed. It seemed to bounce over his hand, and you know, he's been an outstanding goalkeeper for Dundalk. He's done really, really well. They brought in a very, very experienced goalkeeper now, Aaron McCreevy. So I think, you know, Gary has to up his game, but he's a good pro. He's a really, really good pro. You know, he was really good when he was in Sligo. So I've no doubt that he'll bounce back from it. It's probably the only shot on target we had, besides Liam Carrigan's shot in the second half. But look, it only takes one to go in, and we're delighted with it.
St. Pat's have beaten Cork City by a goal to nil tonight in Inchicore, Gavin. Former Rovers player Mikey Drennan got the winner. He and Pat's will come to Sligo next Friday night for Rovers' first home league game of the season. What have we learned tonight going into that match?
Look, it's different. It's a different pressure. You know, there's no pressure on Sligo coming here tonight. It was a free one, as we would say in the game. You know, it's a free one. If you get something out of it, it's great. It's our first home game. Pat's have recruited very well. You know, and I think Drennan is a very, very good player, and I was very sad to see him go on the short guns, because I think Sligo gave him an opportunity as well, you know, when other people didn't. And then he was definitely getting fitter. From what I'm told, he's a lot fitter now than what he was in the last season. He'll be a goal threat. But we got to take the positives out of it. I think, you know, hopefully Ronan Murray will be come back in the contention. I seen him before the game. He seemed to do a huge amount of work with the physio, which looks great, I'd say.
So that suggests he's close.
I think he'd probably start next week, because, you know, you look at, as a manager, you make a decision. He's coming back from an injury. It's an artificial pitch. You could lose him for 6 weeks. The odds on getting something against Dundalk is going to be tough. So, you know, maybe next week is a better option for him.
Okay, so with your manager's hat on, up front, how do you fit in Ronan Murray, Ronan Coughlin, Daryl Fordyce if he moves forward occasionally? Do you drop Romeo Parks, or do you give him another run out, give him a chance?
I think Murray plays. You know, there's no doubt about it. He's quality. You know, he's a quality player. He plays, whether he plays a south and out centre forward or whether he plays behind the centre forward, but he plays. I think Coughlin, I think, will come into the team as well. You know, to be quite honest with you. You know, I thought Young Carrigan done well tonight as well. I thought his work rate was really good. He tracked Sean Gannon all night. He's as honest as the day is long. You know, I thought Jack Heaney done well in the middle of the park. Again, honesty. You know, and that's what you get with youth. You get enthusiasm, you get honesty. And overall, look, we rode our luck, but I'm delighted. It's a great point for us.
Okay, before we finish, a quick thought on Finn Harps tonight, who battled gamely, listening to Chris's updates there from Dalyman Park. But we're on the wrong end of a 1-0 final scoreline. Bows have won by a goal to nil. Are they the sort of games or the teams Ollie will be targeting points from early on?
Okay. Every time Finn Harps go out to play, you know they're going to be hard to beat. You know, they've lost by a goal tonight in Dalymount Park. You know, they're Dundalk next week at home. They'll relish it. Ollie will relish it. The players will relish it. It's very early in the season. They would have liked to say maybe got a point, you know. And knowing Ollie, you know, he'd be disappointed. But they'll learn from it. But Finn Harps are going to battle all day and all along. That's what they do. They haven't got the setup that everybody else has, a full-time footballer, things like that. But they have huge enthusiasm and a manager who is really, really bright. He's really bright tactically. You know, he plays down the game. And I think Harps will be okay. You know, if they lose next week, you know, Dundalk, is there any loss? No, I don't think so. It's a free one for them next week, like Sligo had tonight.
Maybe it is. Gavin, thank you very much for your thoughts and contributions. It's been an eventful night here at Oriel Park, but Rovers will head back home, the windy road back to the northwest, with a share of the spoils. Jack Keeney's first half free kick cancelled out by Sean Murray's second half goal for Dundalk. It's ended Dundalk 1, Sligo Rovers 1. Harps have been beaten in Dublin by Bows by 1-0. The Rovers Hour will be here with you every match night from 9 to 10 p.m. We'll be at the Showgrounds next Friday night for Rovers against St. Pat's. And the Rovers Review returns for a new season this Sunday on Ocean FM Sport on Sunday at 6:30. 6:30 is the time slot every Sunday evening for the Rovers Review. We'll have reaction from here and elsewhere. My thanks to Gavin Dykes and to Cathal Mullany back at base. The news is next.
The Rovers Hour on Ocean FM.
He will live the sun season.